Welcome to Simon Shin Lamed Vav Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Chet Otzitz Afilu Eino Nokuv Yesh Lihizor Militlo Me'algabe Karko La'anicha Algabe Yesedos Oy Ipcha. Let's translate what that word is, Rabbi Yisai. Halacha and Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos. Otzitz afilu eino nakuv. Otzitz that doesn't have a hole. Yesh lihizar militlo me'al gabi akarka ula anicho al gabi yesedos, and to put it on a tripod. O ipcha be. Why is that true, Rabbi Yisai? Oh, zokta mechaber bein shu shel eitz bein shu shel cheres. Rabbi Yisai, no, that's you're exactly right.
It doesn't matter.
The mechaber, because of exactly what you said. The mechaber is paskening la halacha what? Gittin daf zayin amid beis. There's a machloikes Rashi and Rabbi Nutam. Whether or not what? Which material upschlugs the rules? Which material uproots all dinim? Doesn't need a nekev. According to, if you would daven in Rashi, Shuli would tell you, cheres. If you would daven, and it's sitting on the floor. If you would daven in Rabbeinu Tam Shul, he would tell you, eighth. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. We have to see Taisa Menachos, the way he prays for Rabbeinu Tam. Seems like there are two versions of Rabbeinu Tam. But, the Pashup Shad in Gittin, is that there is a, Machloik is Rishayim about this, and that is a dinin shulchan aruch, Rabbi Yisai, legabe moving around a potted plant off the floor. Wow. See how Torah works, that every sugya counts. Every sugya can make earth-shattering nafkaminas in Hilchos Zoreya in Simen Shin Lamed Vav in Sivches. Yeah.
You're saying in practice nowadays, like we have lots of pots that aren't necessarily made out of eights or chayas. Like what would be the halacha?
That would be totally on, is it nakav or not?
So if it's not those, it must be nakav.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is it like a mukta thing? Not a mukta. Like, is it like.
Is there a mukta issue? Oh, no. This is not a mukta thing. This is zoreya. This is like, I'm going to kill you. Skila.
And it's, I need to ask, the way he presented the halakha is that it's from ground to yisedos, or yisedos to ground. But it's like ground to ground, yisedos, table to table.
So if I slide on the ground, I don't think I'm doing anything.
No, I'm rooting.
Right. That's what I would say. Table to table also. You're just sliding on a disconnected. Yeah. Rabbi Yisai, that was just to whet your appetite to realize that all of these rayas and these dinim are really nogel halacha, but we have to get back to the rayas. Okay. So again, yesterday we were discussing that Lamaisa, presumably the ship over here is sailing. If the ship over here is sailing, right, so then what? Mistama, it's not sinking. Mistama, it doesn't have a hole. So the shaila is, so then how do we have any connection and get off the ground, no pun intended, alibud midaraisa, if there's no connection over here, there's no growth that would be equivalent to an otzitz nakov. So Rashi answered this question. Rashi says there's something about the material of cheres, there's some chibur that it has when it's sitting on the karka, that it accomplishes even more than equivalent to an otzitz nakuv, and therefore cheres would still be considered natua and connected to the ground, even if it technically does not have a hole. Tosfos challenges this Rashi, although he challenges it from two main places. V'kosh leperusha zok Tosfos. The Amal Kamon Parapes, Kosu al Cheres shall Otzitz Nokov, Kosher, Mashma de Cheres, Boy Nikiva. The Lavo, Himai Rebuzu, Benokov Tve, Mishibeno Nokov. So Rabbi Yisai, Tosfos throws an earth-shattering kasha of the Gemara in Gittin on the Chaf Alvam Abayz, which talks about writing a get on a cheres, and the Gemara says that that would be possible. Why? Because it's what Rabbi Yisai?
Mechubar
l'karka, and you need benasim biyada, and therefore you are not yotzei. And yet the Gemara says the case was it was an atzit shel cheres sheyesh bo nekev. That seems a little superfluous, Rashi. What do you need an atzit sheyesh bo nekev? The fact that it's straight up cheres is enough to say that it's already mechubar l'karka to be disqualified by the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So therefore, that, as well as some other rayas that Tosis brings, Tosis says stam. I think stam on the Torah when the Gemara uses the word atzitz, it means shel cheresh. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Meir, the Rashbam, also brings a Tosefta the Shvius. Tisanya Atoymes Alup Shvius Rabbi Meir Omer Derech Eretz Toym the Baatzitz Shel Yitzmach. The Alpha Pishen Raila Dover Zich Ladover Nesatem Acheres VaOsi Shaper. Fine. So there, it's talking about a situation where it's not going to grow, and it's talking about shel cheresh. The teretz is where it didn't have a hole. It sounds like cheres needs a hole against Shitas Rashi. Vasi Shapir, the stam svina shala eitz. And also, and now I understand, because the way to understand our Gemara is the exact opposite of Rashi. Most ships, according to Tosfos, is what? Made of wood. Is made of eitz. And therefore, Sok Tosfos, he thinks, the way he presents thing over here, is that shel cheres would need a hole, but shel eitz wouldn't need a hole. That the interaction between Adama and the land and eitz is the exact opposite of Rashi, not that cheres doesn't need a hole, but rather that eitz doesn't need a hole. And that's exactly what the Mechaber in Sim Lamed Shin Lamed Vav that I just read you in Sif Ches was choishish for both Rashi and Tosfos about which material doesn't need a hole, and therefore that's going to have nafkaminas. If you put it and pick it up from the ground, then you just violated koitzer, and or the opposite, if you take it from a higher up place and you put it onto the ground, you potentially violated zoreya. This is something that you don't have to go to a farmland, and you could all be in violation of zoreya. Very big nafkamina la'alocha about from our sugya. Oh. Then Taisa says, "Benachas nami." So let's go. Let's nami muchach the kamer kan bishal eitz kan bishal cheres shemaskir tchila oisa shemevi v'koyri k'may shemaskir k'mishani osam agag v'churva v'otzitz. Fine. Taisa says, and also my pshat fits better textually, because when the Gemara is presenting the different options, it always mentions the option that is chayiv before is potter. And it mentions eitz before cheres. So that fits with my shita, that eitz is the one that doesn't need a hole, and cheres is the one that does need a hole. Good. Yeah, Lamaisa, Rabbi Yisai, I'm not losing sleep over that kasha on Rashi about cheres versus eitz. This is the way the Rabbeinu Tam is presented in our Gemara. What's interesting is, Tosfos ends up saying like that in Menachos on Daf Pei Dalet, but there were two versions that were presented in Menachos on Daf Pei Dalet, and there was another option that is wild, Rabbi Yisai. Tosfos says, Tosfos just adds a few more rayas. Picture of to Perak pays the Gittin Amrin and Kosel Al Cheres Shal Otzit Nakam Bishon the Cheres Boy Nekiva. So that's the Bam Raya from Gittin. Amrin and Besayva Metzia Hemi this Bekle Cheres Nikev Kasherish Katan Tar Melachshir. The Gemara is talking about in Shabbos a clay cheres, and it's talking about what? How large does the hole have to be? It's a Bam Raya against Rashi. Melachshir says Ram Va'odis Stam Otzit Shal Cheresu and Stamazoi or Otzit usually means cheres. It's another raya that it's assuming that there the otzitz is a cheres. Fine, good, excellent. So that's the exact raya that he brought from the Rashbam by us. Good. The new Rabbeinu Tam, listen carefully.
And by the way, that which the Gemara is being machalik between Shalcheres and Shalaid, Zakhtar Rabbein and Tam, Shalcheres, Avada, you need a Nekiva. Shalaid, Nekiva doesn't even work. Whoa. This is a new Shita, Rabbi said. This is different than Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in our Gemara. Shall cheres and nekiva works. Shall eitz and nekiva doesn't work. Av shall eitz afilu nakav lo mahani midi. Usfina de gittin b'shal cheres. Ubenekuva. And guess what? If you hold like that, Rabbi Isai, what kasha comes to mind, Rabbi Isai? How in the world do you learn Maseches Gittin? Where are the holes? Rabbi Isai, what's the premise of all the Rishonim in our Gemara? We need to have some sort of substance that's not going to need a what? That's not going to need a hole, because we're going to sail. Says Rabbeinu Tam, who says a ship can't sail with holes? Ships can sail with holes. Really? So Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, you just have to be, you have to make one ukimta. What do you have to do? Plug it up. Plug up the holes, good. So our entire Gemara is only Bishel Cheres.
No, what? Once you plug it up, there's no holes.
No, that's considered a hole according to Rabbeinu Tam.
It's not
the same substance that's filling the holes.
You want to make the boat?
Yeah, but it's not a hole. He's asking, but Zlaid says it's not a hole.
There's something about it. Assuming the Bartanur, the Gilad showed me this Bartanur comments that it was filled with dirt.
Oh, it was dirt. You hear that? There's dirt filled. Tos says that? Aval b'shal eitz afilu nokav lo mahani midi v'sfina digit m'shal cheres v'nekuva v'en amayim ba sha'ofer nidbak v'nase regovim. Well, that's what that the offer itself became a, like a
that, that's what you
what's a rug say. What's a rug of? How do you translate rug of him? A plug? It was so same as hanegev. Yeah, I didn't chap that it was because it was offer. Very good. V'soisem es hanegev. Oh. V'hodo le'meshani ha'ocho gabi sfina kam b'nekuva kam b'she'enu nekuva. Aye, so according to Tosis, so once you're at the Rabbi Yisai, now Tosis says Akasha. Once you're entertaining what? That a sfina could have a hole. Rabbi Yisai, I was always assuming in this year that every ship can't have a hole, which is, in my opinion, the assumption of Rashi and Tosis in our Gemara. And get, but once you have this assumption that no, avadi, you have to have a hole, because the only way to sail is with a sail and gittin is with a hole, because eight even with a hole is a problem, and only cheres works with a hole. You just have to plug it up with offer. So im kain now Tosis is ma'ir shaila that none of the rishonim and artsug have, right? And l'chayre they didn't teach like this because of Tosis Kasha. Once Tosis is teaching that only a cheres could be connected to the karka with a hole, so now the Gemara has a very simple teretz. You don't have to get to Kan Rabbi Yehuda, Kan Rabbanan. You have to get to anything complicated. Just say what? It's shel cheres. And say what? Kan b'nekuva, kan b'she'en nekuva. Simple teretz. So why didn't Tosis answer like that? Zok Rabbeinu Tam. No, I'll tell you why. First he asked the kasha from Pei Dalet. Why didn't the Gemara answer like that by Pei Dalet? So Gemara says, because we wanted an added chiddush that we didn't have by Otzitz. That's going to make the Gemara boring. You guys, sometimes when I repeat myself, you guys start falling asleep. So says the Rebbeinu Tam, same thing in the Gemara Menachos. Kan ba'otzitz, kan b'she'en, meaning otzitz that has a nekev, has a nekev. So same means, tell me something new when it comes to Svina, that's not just about holes.
Isn't it the same Rebbeinu
Tam, though? What?
Isn't it the same Rebbeinu Tam?
Yeah, it's the Rebbeinu Tam in the end of the Tosis, in Menachos, is Chayzer. And he says, like us.
He didn't want to
present the whole story, no. Mistama. No, you're right. No, I'm wrong. Isaac pointed to us. It's actually the opposite. Tosis says the Rabbeinu Tam Mitchila says like our Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam. So it's a little strange. It's like, if you would ask me what Rabbeinu Tam hold at the end of the day, it sounds like for Tosis Menachos, he holds like the Shita of the holes. Not like our Rabbeinu Tam. Because Tosis presents it as Mitchila Hay Rabbeinu Tam. Right? When Rabbeinu Tam goes on to say that eights doesn't need holds, which is consistent with our Tosis, Tosis introduces that as what? V'tchila hayaragol Rabbeinu Tam Mefarsh. Sounds like this is a ladder pshat, what I just said. In the flow of Taisvis, it's not like that, which makes it more setting, which is why I just confused it. And therefore, you would say our Taisvis is just quoting the Maskana of Taisvis. But in the way Taisvis presented, it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam said this pshat earlier, which fits with our Taisvis, and then he said this other pshat, which would be a nafkamina if Shel Eitz would ever work with a hole. Then Taisvis says, also says Taisus, I'd rather set it up as an Esfina Shel Eitz, because most boats are Shel Eitz. So Mestoma the Brisa was talking about Esfina Shel Eitz. Good.
That's a
Menachos.
You said now he switches it to Eitz.
What?
He just switched it to Eitz.
He switched what to Eitz? He says, I want to say the reason why the Gemara Menachos didn't say Kam in a Kuva, Kam in a Kuva, because that would only be Nogeya by Cheres. And I would like to be Mamed as many cases as possible, but Shal Eitz, because Stam Sfino Shal Eitz.
Why wouldn't it be Nogeya by Eitz?
Because Eitz doesn't work according to Rabbi Natan's first version in Taisa Menachos.
It doesn't work.
Even with an Eket. That Rabbi Natan is the second version of Rabbi Natan. Yeah.
It's the one thing that changes between Rabbi Natan and Gittin and this Rabbi Natan is that
yeah, but it's also a difference that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a second chiluk. Not only is that Eitz would not need Nikuv, according to Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos, one version, Eitz with a Nikuv would still not help.
Yeah.
Which is two differences between the Rabbeinu Tams. It's Menachotze LaKotze. The Rabbeinu Tam's approach in getting to Eitz is that you're smooth sailing. When it comes to Rabbeinu Tam's approach to Eitz in Menachos, the first presentation of Rabbeinu Tam, is that nothing will create a chibur by Eitz. Rabbeisai, we're going to stick with our mahalach of the Stam of the Milsa in our Gemara is that the Rishonim were assuming that you had to have a boat that didn't have a hole, because most boats don't have holes. And not the Ukimta that Taisa Menachos has. And therefore, there's got to be some material over here, whether it's Eitz or whether it's Cheres, that's going to be without a hole, and that's going to create a connection to the ground, as the Gemara is telling us. Good. So that's the Hanocha of our Gemara. However, Rabbi Yisrael, you have to answer that Gemara and get on the Chafal from the base. That's Lechur, a murderous kasha. How is Rashi going to survive? Rashi is right now, He's drowning. As I said yesterday, Tosis really punctured a hole in Rashi's ship. What does the Yalom say? Anyone have any truths? Anyone have any suggestions? Comes along a group of Achronim. Daniel, who you pointed to?
Steen had an idea there.
Steen. I don't buy it.
He apparently has nothing.
Daniel, what is it?
He said that the first case is talking about Shvius and Mice, or the second case is talking about Get. So maybe there are different halachos when it comes to Shvius and Get.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Steen?
Gemara's comparing the two. Interesting. So everybody said, let's get simple. Let's just go simple. Comes along a group of Achronim, already in the Chassam Sofer. Very short Chassam Sofer. Midi de Rashi Medaktik Shom. Dafka ba'oymed ala karka. Aval ba'oymed ba'avir shapir bo'i nekiva. Umiyushavim kul hakushyas toisvis shom. Zotach sam soifer. Maybe the teretz is posh. Maybe the teretz is that there's something about a cheres that interacts with what? With the ground. Offer with offer. There's a connection. Motza minus mino. They're all earth, right? Entities. This is really what Benji, what you were saying to me, similar to what you were saying to me in Seder. One second. Let me just finish the point. I'll call you in a second. Masha'enkin, maybe the case of the Gemara and Gittin was what? Was talking about an Otzitz Agavi Yisedos, which was what? Nakuv. Because why? Because it was Omedes Ba'avir. It was the tripod. Maybe Rashi's Moide, if there's no connection, if there's no Chibur, then what? Then maybe I need a hole. Then maybe I need a hole.
That was a Gemara Chavala?
Yes. Right, it's a new Kimta. Yeah.
Gemara explains a lot.
Rashi is drowning right now, Jordan. I'm trying to give any possible solution possible. You're telling me it's not Mefurish in the Gemara.
No, I'm saying Gemara explains the case every single time, and it's
Okay. I don't know if that's obviously not talking about that. I don't know.
You're trying to say that
to defend Rashi.
Yeah, but that's why did Rashi think that?
Because Rashi doesn't want to sink his ship. Here, Rashi needs an option how to read the Gemara. Like I said, we're not going the route of Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos. I'm not poking holes in my ships. I'm just not going to do that. I know what happens. I know what happens on my yacht. I got to patch those holes. Right. Exactly. Tosfos holds. Also, Tosfos agrees to the premise that you got to learn our Gemara without holes. Tosfos just saying, I disagree with what material that is, and that's going to chap the nafkamina and Ochel Shabbos. But everyone agrees that we're sailing without holes. So Zoktach Samsoif, you have to say that Gemara is talking about suspended, and the whole yisoid of offer of Chares is what? Because it's a la karka. Rabbi Yisai, I have a problem in addition to what Jonah and Oren and all of you are bothered by with this Ukimta.
But it's connected to Yisodos? Is that like how you connect?
Yeah, it's standing on Yisodos.
It's just standing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, expected him to write the Get while it's lying on the floor, like on the ground?
Yeah.
Well, no. With the Sam Silver. See, why would he bring the
No, Jonah just... Well, I would have no problem reading the Gemara that it's sitting on the ground. Right?
I mean, practically
no, without this issue with Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, I would never have assumed, like Jonah's saying, I would never have assumed that it's sitting on a tripod for any reason.
But now totally. About it, why would a person...
Why? You don't want to bend over? What's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, you just lift it up.
Hurts your back?
I mean, it's way easier to lift it up.
Let's say I'm a short guy. I don't know.
Saying,
maybe it's a large pot.
It's a big pot.
Yeah, maybe it's a big pot. They don't have those in the five downs? Okay.
No, but it's still not going
to... Chevra, I have a better kasha. Ready. 1 second. Amar Rab Zera, I'm reading you a Gemara. Amar Rab Zera, Otzitz Nokuv Amuna Chagabi Yesedos, Bonu Lamachloikas Rabbiuda Verabonon. What? 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 What's my kasha on the Chassam Sefer? What? Otzitz al gabi yisaydis. Otzitz dog amaruch al gabi yisaydis. Barna machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. What's machlokes?
Even if it's in the air.
So Rabbi Chassam Saibro will say, that's beautiful. That's a great raya for me. That's a great raya. I just told you that Otzitz Nakuv has to have a Nakuv when it's Al Gabi Yesedos. It's not sitting on the ground. That's great, right?
No,
it's not. Otzitz Nakuv Hamurach Al Gabi Yesedos. Whoa! That's the Nakuda! That's what I'm talking about. Did everyone hear what Moshe Mordechai just said? Say it again, Moshe Mordechai. What's the kasha on the Sam Sofer? Not from the Gemara. No one has a kasha on the Sam Sofer. Is gevaldig in the Gemara. Sam Sofer says, we have an Otzitz, even if it's Shocheres, what? If it's not sitting on the ground, that's going to be a situation where you need a Nekev. That's what Rebbe Zera says, Otzitz Nakuv. What's the problem? What's the Sam Sofer trying to do? He's trying to save Rashi. What does Rashi say on Rebbe Zera? What does Rashi say in Rabbi Zeira, Boisai? Otzit shel eitz.
So?
According to Rashi, according to Chassam Sofer, it should even be an otzit shel charis. Why is Rashi saying it's dafka shel eitz? Teretz is. Because Rashi's telling you when it's charis, what I just said still applies. Charis never needs what? Holes. So that's why Rashi had to say, by the way, Rabbi Zeir, who asked Rashi to say that? Who asked Rashi to add that in? Rashi said, I had to. Because otherwise the Gemara doesn't make sense, because I just presented to you that what? That Cheres doesn't need Nekivas. Doesn't need holes. And that's going to apply, bang, bang. Karka, bang, bang. Avir. Oh, that's a shtar katayna on the Chassam Sofer. Now you didn't just say, Jonah, right, Jonah? You had a little kvetch. Now you have a
little
now you slammed him. Now you have a, ow.
Now we're saying the Taino on from Papa Alves.
What? Usually that doesn't happen. Wow, I'm getting older. Yeah.
You were saying that the Kasha from Papa Alves is even stronger now.
What? Yeah. I need to know the Terrence. I need to know the Terrence. Yeah, Gilad. Help me out over here.
I don't think you need to know the Keres of Sam Sofer. Is there any mashma in the Rashi of Sina La'aretz that Keres only works when it's a new place for the park?
No. Kamach, like us, you mean?
No, the Rashi of Sina La'aretz. He says Keres only works when it's a new place for the park.
Which Rashi are you in?
Abba Sina La'aretz.
Haba b'sfina, alfar achutz l'aretz, haba b'sfina l'aretz, v'zara b'sfina, v'tzamcha v'asfina shal cheres, hi, v'enet tzrich l'nikav, im ha'isa menuchas b'karka, k'da amr b'menachas.
You repeat it again, you already said if a cheres is only when it's menuchas
b'karka. Right, what that means is that the cheres is sitting on the karka of the boat. Right?
Well, we read
that as the boat is sitting. Meaning, how do you read that, Rashi? Rashi's being masbir Rabbi Yehuda Shita there? That's a little strange, no? Offer chutzlaritz above esfino laritz chayv meiser v'shvias tanakamo. Bizarro bisfina vitzam chavas fina shal cheresi veina tzrichli nakev imaisu munechas bekarka gedamrim benachas. Rashi is being masbir gosheshes there. What does that mean? Is that in Tanakama or is that in Rabbi Yehuda? So now, Tanakama doesn't hold anymore that if you're Zoreya on a ship that's sailing on water, that you're Chayev? So Rashi is taking Sad, but that's clearly not an Argomar, it's a Machlik, it's an Argomar, we're explaining two Brises.
Wait, how do you read the Rashi? Bizarre was
Bizarro.
And now talking about the Sfina, he says,
in Munavos, and he says in the end of...
Right. Im Haisa Munachas
Bekarka. Yeah, the boat doesn't have to have holes as long as it's on the ground.
That's within Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rashi is being Masber Rabbi Yehuda's Shita within the Shita of the Tanakama? Yeah, that it's just a weird Dibra. That's not the Dibra Ramaschil. Why would Rashi take sides in a Machloikas Tanoim? Im Haisa Munachas Bekarka is not the same thing as Gosheshes. No, Munachas Bekarka is talking about where the Otzitz is. It's not talking about the boat on the ground. I mean, Gila, that could be what you were saying. We're talking about some sort of offer. You're right. I assume that that was in a pot.
And what about if it's talking about like a...
You're right. You have dirt on the ground. You have dirt on the ground, but the ground of what? The ground of the boat. The Rashi's not talking about Rabbi Yehuda Goysheshes here. Rashi's talking about on the ground. So Gilad, you're saying that from the fact that Rashi said it has to be on the ground, that what? No, that just means that the offer has to be on the ship. Cheres. I don't know, inside a boat, in the air, whatever it is. The point is that now I can view it in a cheresdika container.
No, the point is that...
The karka is on the karka of the boat.
The spina is just a big flower pot. Yeah, what if it was like... Said
exactly.
Yeah.
But the flower pot, but the big flower pot doesn't have to be on the ground, right? That's right, that's against Tanakama. Now you're making Tanakama and review to the same shita. That can't be. Rashi's not doing that. I'm sorry.
You think, but Rebbe thinks that it's like a garden on the boat?
I think that it's talking about earth that's growing at the bottom of the ship. Now, according to Rabbanan, that ship can sail on water. According to Rebbe, that ship has to be sliding on the ground. Rashi's not talking about the interaction between the ship and the ground.
Maybe he is.
No. Then Rashi's being Machrina Machlekes Tanoim.
What if he says that the water is actually even as if it's on the ground?
Okay, that's
so that's a within Rabbanon.
So that's what it ends.
That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying Rashi needs to tell me, by the way, where is this offer? The offer is at the bottom of the ship, on the karka of the boat. That's what I don't understand what Rashi's doing.
You can't say Rashi thinks that Rabbi is going to explain to
them. No, because the Gemara now, where Gemara is saying that we need a machlekes tanoim. Even Tosfos that holds that there are certain Amoraim that understood Rabbi Yehuda is Bal Lefarish. Tosos agreed that that's not getting Daf Zayin, because the Gemara says Banu l'machloikas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Banu l'machloikas means what? Machloikas. So this is not going to stim with Rabbi Yochanan. It's going to stim with Rabbi Yirmiya. Like the Gemara in Sanhedrin has two versions when it says Amasai. But in order to get getting Daf Zayin to sail on a boat that works, you need to have a machloikas tanoim. Yeah, Ian.
Can you say this? In Rashi, when you try to say that the karka has to be for Sfina, that's what the meaning, in order to sell machlokas, klikares, kisu Sfina has to be on the ground. But everyone agrees, it's Pashim, that's what he says, machlokas is shall eat, but there is no machlokas on his charis.
Again, Rashi held that the avir situation over here is only by eights. You're saying now I'm creating a new there's a new debate between the Machlokes Tanoim that they're discussing materials, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan.
Why would Rashi say Shalitz anyway? We're not discussing materials.
I assumed Rashi, because if you assume not like the Ksam Sofer, the vort of Rashi by Cheres is true also when it's suspended in the air. That's the Pashup Shah. Rashi told us a Chiddush in Cheres, right? That Cheres never needs holes. Nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Within the world of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, whatever they hold, Gosheshes, ain't a Gosheshes, now there's a situation, okay, but does this thing have a hole? So Rashi says, I need to tell you a Chiddush that certain materials don't need holes. What is that? Cheres. But I would assume that that's true across the board in any situation, whether it's sitting on the ground, whether it's on the yam, or whether it's suspended in the air.
Right.
That's consistent with Rashi.
So if it's suspended in the air, and also it's not with Shaltaras, it's suspended in the air, what would be the dinner?
Would not need a hole.
So then that's why Rashi is saying Shaltaras. He's saying that you might have thought that Cheres was Machlokes. Rather, Rashi coming far says that the Dami Seed was Shaltaras. That's when there's Machlokes.
No, but there's still a Machlokes Tanoim by a Cheres without a hole. Right, Rashi has to say Shel, exactly. Rashi needs a situation where I need an Otzitz Nakov here. Rashi says the only situation where you need an Otzitz Nakov is Shel Eitz. According to the Chassam Sofer, that's not true. The Chassam Sofer Shita is that an Otzitz Shel Cheres, since it's suspended in the air and it's not interacting with any other material, it would need a hole. So the Rashi would not be forced to set up the Machlekes Tanoim to be by Dafka Otzitz Shel Eitz. It could have been by Otzitz Shel Cheres.
And that Otzitz Shel Cheres with an Akov is still Machlokes?
Yes, correct. The Chassam Sofer is of the opinion that the Machlokes Tanoim would apply by an Otzitz Shel Cheres since it's suspended in the air. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Everything that Rashi brought to our attention and taught us that Cheres is unique is only when Cheres is interacting with either the Mayim, when it's Gosheshes, or whatever it is, whatever, every Shita, whatever they hold, or if it's sitting on the ground. Rashi never meant to say when it was suspended in the air. So the Kasha on the Chassam Sofer is, that might be a solution for getting Chaf Aleph, but that's not going to be what Rashi says over here, when he specifically sets up the Machlekes by Shel Eitz, because I need a case of an Otzitz Nakov. Sounds like Rashi was bothered to say it was a case of Cheres, because Cheres, even when suspended in the air, does not need a hole. Rabbi Isai, what other options do we have in order to defend Shita's Rashi? So as Judah pointed out, so we have a Ramban on Chof Aleph Amid Beis.
So we're just saying he's wrong?
Rashi? Yeah, I don't know how to... I have a kasha on it. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm sure he has a teretz to me. So Ramban in his commentary on that Gemara, Kosev Acheres Shel Otzitz Nakov, he quotes Kfar Perashti Sherashi Zal Perish B'Masha Omer Perak Arishon. B'Afar Abav Asina Shu B'Svina Shel Cheres V'Eino Tzrich Linko V'Otzitz Nakov Shomer Shu Shel Eitz V'Zu Ashmu Kashi Olav. Our Gemara, right? Rabbeinu Ramban is reiterating Tosfos Kasha. Gemara Gittin Chaf Alfam Beis seems to be against Shitas Rashi. Yesh Aymer, but then the Ramban quotes Yesh Aymer by saying, "Afal gav de l'inyan ma'isers va'avos bikurim loy bo ina nakov b'shal cheres k'dam brin b'me'achos." Zok the Ramban. Perhaps we're mixing dishes over here. Perhaps we're trafing up things over here, and we're complicating things by comparing everything. Perhaps the sugyas are not necessarily comparable. When it comes to what Trumas and Maisis and Bikurim, Loi Bo'ina Noko B'Shal Cheres Kedam Rinu B'Menochus. Mihu Eino Mechuber Ela Bo'otzitz Nokov. Shiny Hosom. Dechol Shehu Yoinek U'Mafriach Mireach Ha'adomo Chayev B'Maisis. V'roi l'kroa olav min ha'adoma. Shariyesh lo adoma ba'otzitz v'adoma milamata v'ein min b'minoi choytzitz. Aval einu mechuber ad sheyeh nokuf. What? What's the Ramban saying? What's Ramban saying? The Ramban saying some teretz from the Yesh Aymer. Something, I'll tell you right this now. I don't have no idea what he's saying, but I know it's Lomdish. I know it's Lomdish.
You don't need a home. It's the Avira. Mixes into it.
It's Ben Bimino.
It's Ben Bimino.
He says there are two areas of halacha that don't necessarily carry the same definition in terms of connection. So, Dr. Ramban, one area of halacha is based on X, and the other area of halacha is based on Y. Now, you fill in those blanks. What are those two areas of halacha? Trumas and Maisris, Menachas Peidalid, is what? Is based off of Yenika? Shiny awesome the goshu yoinek umafriya mereya ha'adomo. It smells, it schmecks. It has some sort of yenika connection. That's enough. Chayev b'maisris. V'roi l'kro alav min adama shariyesh lo adama ba'otzitz. V'adama l'mata. V'ein b'min b'minu chaytzitz. And since they're the same min, it's cheres, and that's afar. Oh, we can see that yenika. We can have that connection. So it's chayev b'maisris. Even Rashi, who wants to say that something is yoinik and there's a connection and there's no chatzitza and you're dealing offer with offer, so therefore I could see growth and it should be chayiv and mitzvah zatluis baharetz. But is that going to be considered what? Zokter Ramban. Mechubar? That's not going to be considered mechubar until you have what? Some attachment. How do I create that attachment, Zokter Ramban? Rashi's telling you. You could have Yenika without Chibur. And if you want Chibur also, then you have to build a what? A hole. Azoy Zokter Ramban. Aval eino mechubur ad shiye noku. Rabbi Sai. Saw this Ramban. Did anyone think back to anything that we introduced, perhaps in the beginning of the sugyas? Does anyone remember what I threw out at the beginning of the sugyo? Like, what's the hezber of the machlekes of Yehuda Rabban? How do we understand what their machlekes is? So I threw out what a ritva, a meiri. It said it's all just a factual. Whether or not it's all based on yenika. Right, connection. But then we presented certain lashonos of Rashi that was not kemunach al aradomya. We presented this other mahalach that, no, you don't, it's not just about yenika, but rather it's about chibur, about his spotless to the aretz. We view what's there on the ground when it comes to a sfinah, when it comes to an atzitz. The best raya that I brought, Rabbi Yisai, was the raya from the Tosfos at the end of the Maror HaKoyimus, that Tosfos compares our sugya to what? To the issue that's brought in the fourth parak of Gittin about writing a prusbol on a what? On an otzitz nakuv. Right? That's totally, totally on what? Not on growth. Not a nitzla, not a yenika. That's about what? Mechubar versus not mechubar. I said the Ritva would never have such a question. The Ritva would never even entertain such a question. Zokte Heiliger Ramban, I told you Rabbi said that Chakira was going to come back. Zokte Heiliger Ramban, this is the Yisha for Rashi. When does Rashi need a hole in his cheres? When does Rashi not need a hole in his cheres? It's not one just one piece of cheres in every area. In certain areas of halacha, you're saggy with yenika. So therefore what? As long as the cheres is offerdik and the ground is offerdik, that's enough. Even if it's suspended in the air. Linyan shumas u'maisris. Masha'enkin legabe what? The shiloh of what? Am I actually writing on something that's physically, that's considered halachically mechubar lekarka? Then, said the Ramban, then I need a hole. Then I need to see some connection. Then I need to connect the two. That's the shita of the Ramban. I have a problem, though. Right, Jonah?
In Washington, we use
Rashi.
Yeah.
I have a problem with this, Rabbi Say. Because the Ramban is working within Rashi. And if we're going based on the diyukim that we said in the Gemara, so we were already mimedayik in Rashi within Rabbi Zeira. Bonu l'machleikas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, if anyone remembers, I said, l'Rabbanon avira keman deman chadami. That's where I brought in this idea of being mechuber. If that's the case, so then Rashi's already saying that this idea of chibur exists within Rabbi Zeira, le'inyan shumas ma'isris. And I was very happy because I saw Rebel Yabaruch ask the same exact kasha with the same exact diak. I'm going to present it to you. Ochin yu'uyin b'mashin etarts la'el the hodl Rashi cheres loy boy nekiva ein ze mishum sheyesh bo yinika me'akarka el mishum de choshev ka'adomo kemanda marna charara mishum ochi choshev tve kemanda marna charara ulefize yef shor l'chale kanal. He's asking our exact kasha. How could you say this vart in the Ramban? If what? If Rashi, even by otzitz, even by trumas and meiser, is saying kemunach ha'ara, is already saying that it's dependent on chibur and not chibur. But I was thinking, Rabbi Yisai, perhaps you can say something al derech the Ramban, even if it's not exactly what the Ramban says. And this is exactly what Rabbi Yabaruch was saying, and I was very excited. We have to change the chiluk with a little bit of a different lingo. Ulefize nira de leinyan gittin ein anidon machvas shu mechuber lekarka elasagi b'ma she'acheres eino mafzik min haaretz v'zeo gufo mashen eschadish begemar lekamon da afilu im kosva al cheres shel otzitz nokov nami kosher. Hold on one second. Right, meaning maybe you could just say that this is, I don't think this is exactly what he's saying, but perhaps this is what you meant, Judah. Even if you're saying that the Vart, and again, this is a little dachistic, Rabbi Yisai. Even if you're saying that the Vart in the Machloikas of Yehuda Rabbanon is his spotless lakarka, and to say it's Dino Kemechuber, but Rabbi Yisai, perhaps I can say it's Dino Kemechuber with just being Cheres without a Nekif. But the Halacha Mesech is getting that what? That the get is going to be puzzle if it's al gabi cheres, that has to be what? Mechuber mamish. Mechusar tzitza. That has to be not even a din of mechuber, of things that are not just a lack of chatzitza, but perhaps that's what, where there's a physical connection that I see between the two, that they're actually integrating with each other. How does that manifest itself? Zokter Ramban, through a nekev. Meaning, so even if I understand within Shumas and Maizers that it's not just Yanika based, but it's Dino Kimechuber because of the Cheres to Cheres, the Cheres to Offer interaction, But that's not going to have a din of mechuber mamish. And perhaps mechuber mamish to take it to that next stage that only exists, I'm suggesting, like the Ramban suggests, only if you have some sort of additional connection, not just a lack of chatzitza, but rather something that's acting as a bridge between this pot and the ground, which is, according to the Ramban, is what? Is through an atzitz nokov, is through a nekev. So that's where I need, that's a halacha, where I don't need just a lack of separation, but I need what? I need a real chibur. And that's how I explain that case, and that's why the Gemara is saying the get is puzzle, because of what? It's mechusar ktitza. So perhaps I could use the Ramban, even if I'm not using his two hagdaras, because I was bothered personally with the way that we were presenting Rashi from the beginning of the day, but perhaps we can make a third stage of mechubar mamish, which is going to be a problem in yin get. Le'inyonenu raboisai. At the end of the day, the way we're being miyashiv, toisus, Rashi from Tosfos, is that exactly like Judah said, is that there's a bezunder Allah when it comes to get. The Ramban is clearly driving at that get is shiny. Get is shiny because it's an inyan of mechuber. The question is, so how does that now translate back into the way we were magdir the sugya? So that's going to be two ways. Either the way the Ramban presents it, if you're initial assumption is that for Trumas and Mises it's sufficient to have Yanika. So then the Ramban reads simply, okay, that's Yanika base, this is Chibur base. In Yanenu, the way we presented it is we thought also Trumas and Mises might be based on a din of Mechubur. If that's the case, we have to add another Darga and we need a Nekev in order to see a physical Chibur in order to passel Legabe Get, but that's not relevant in the area of Trumas, in the area of Trumas and Mises. Good. Rabbeisai, at the end of Tosfos, just very quickly, Tosfos says what we quoted him to say from beforehand, which I suggest that you read that complicated Tosfos, Harab Yudah, that small Tosfos, that we were struggling with how to understand the answer of Tosfos. And I said, in light of what he says at the end of Tosfos, that he told everything on a mokum, Tosfos has a kasha. Why didn't our Gemara say the chiluk of kan b'nokov, kan b'she'enu nokov, kan b'eitz, kan b'cheres? Zok Tosfos, he doesn't care. He doesn't matter of whether or not there's a physical connection like there is by Trumas and Maaser, Zok Tosfos, because here it's all about the theoretical possibility, because get the Farenech Farenechtav is about a Mokom, and therefore the answers that are suggested in Menachos are not going to be equally applicable as in the Gemara and Gittin, where it's all about a makom, and that's, in my opinion, and I also heard from Reshechter that he said the same shot, that's the pshat in Tosfos in the end, on Zayin Amid Beis in the end of Tosfos, where he's not saying, like the Rush, he's saying that over here, it's about a theoretical possibility, if the area and the ground is something that in theory would be Chayiv and Trumas Maizis, even if technically I'm not Chayiv in this situation, I wouldn't have to say, and that's pshat, why a person in Aliyah doesn't have to say before I know, because it's standing in a makom that would be shayach trumas and meisers and mitzvah hatluyus ba'aretz. It's totally on the makom that it's standing for gittin. You don't technically need mitzvah hatluyus ba'aretz. Just like Tosfos asked, ma shayches. There's no real carryover, direct carryover from one to the other. But Rabbi Yisai, I don't want to fully leave this Ramban, because in my opinion, this is the most exciting part of the sugya. And with this we close, and with this I finish. It's the last Tosfos. The last Tosfos, Dilma Lohi Adkan Lokom Rabbi Yehuda, discusses a Gemara in Shabbos. Now this Gemara in Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, is going to have big nafkaminas. You should all see it inside. Look at Rashi, look at Tosfos there, Rabbi Yisai, look at Tosfos here. And then you'll take a look at the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai. And with that, we will close Mirtz Hashem, the sugya, tomorrow, Haba Aleinu L'Toyva, and move weiter into the next sugyas in Maseches Gittin. Shkoyach.